certain ethnocentric pomposity. And I've consciously and deliberately decided to ignore them. I react and I will react only to responses that come with a certain intellectual and academic clout. Those who seek to contest what I say or what I've said on basis of the law, constitutionality, and, you know, even common sense, as you indicated, that I will respond to. Because in my candid opinion, it only helps us to learn from each other and to advance knowledge. Out there, I've seen a lot of attacks and threats.
Threats
on social media. There's one guy who says that he will come to Peace FM one day and seize my bags and burn them. There are those who say, if you are a man, come to Kumasi, go and sit in Hello FM and say those things. Those are ethnocentric and backward thinkings that I'm not going to dignify with any serious commentary or interrogation. I would do that. But those who attack what I say, however harsh or critical the attacks are, and it is intellectual, I will respond if I'm so minded. And there was a discussion on Kwame's program. You know, as you said, there was a contest. The contest was this...
NPP executives going before Otunfor complaining.
Yes.
And then they going on their knees to plead.
Yes. And that was a subject matter that had been placed on the table for us to discuss. So I made my case on the matter. But in the course of my submission, the other panelists, Chief Bani and Wafaya Abwati, kept on interrupting, coming in, which is okay, and they were making some points. Particularly, a point that was not part of my substantive case was this thing of kneeling down before the Asante Hini. It wasn't part of my case, really. Wafa Abwati said, oh, it's like cultural. We all do it. Everybody will do that. Chief Bani too said so. Then I said, well, I'll be an exception to that rule. I wouldn't do that. And Randy, it's true. I will never, ever kneel before any human being, however exalted his position is. Never. It will not happen. Do you understand me? It won't happen. It doesn't matter who the person is.
There's an exception, but just go on.
Which is the exception?
I don't want to.
You mean my wife?
Yes. Because that you have done many times.
She so let's who just must be obeyed will not ask me to kneel down. Okay. It won't happen.
Okay.
So a means to
it answer. Was just a point. I cut in and said, I won't do it. And children right. say, hey, don't say that. Then I saw I'm not a coward. Hmm. I'll speak my mind. So I did not question those who knelt down. Okay. That's their choice. I actually said it's their choice. Hmm. Then I proceeded. What I had alluded to a certain statement made by one doctor. I've forgotten the name suddenly. You know, but he was one of those who had come out attacking Gabi and all those guys, you know. And this gentleman, I have the article here, he had made the point that there's no title like Ochinhene.
Yes.
And that they Asantes have a kingdom, so and so. So I quoted it.
I read it.
So I quoted that portion and I said, well, as far as I'm concerned, in the face of the law and the constitution, there is no king or kingdom in Ghana. That's all. Before I said Jack, I was under attack left, right, center. And there are even people who claim they like me, but sent me text messages that because of that, they no longer like me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That I shouldn't consider them, admirers. Again, I said, fine. I'm not out there cultivating a fan base. So I thought that should be the end of the matter. All the social media attacks, I decided deliberately to ignore them. I did one or two explanations.
His name is Dr. Osetutu Dakwa.
Yeah, no, he did an intellectual thing, yes. Even though he was harsh.
Yes, the one you responded
to. Yes. But the one I was referring to earlier,
okay.
The one who said there was no title like
Okay. That's different.
So I left it that way, to be honest with you. I decided that I'll let the matter die, only to realize that Dr. George Osei Tutu Dakwa, constitutional lawyer and sociologist, he decided to respond. He was harsh a bit. He said I was arrogant, impudent, ignorant. But he was intellectual. In spite of these harsh words, he proceeded to debate me on the law. So I decided to do a little research and also respond to him in equal measure. I ignored his those ignorant, impudent, arrogant statements. I think he was angry a bit. But he was intellectual, I have to concede. So it is him that I responded to. And within that context, anybody who wants to come forward for a debate on the issue, as long as it's constitutional, it's legal, it is intellectual, I'm ready for it.
Okay.
But Rabbi, I made it clear on peace. I have huge respect for Otunfo.
This is your friend?
He's my friend.
Yeah.
And I said so. And I even recollected an incident in South Africa.
Yes.
In Mr. Jonah's house.
Yes.
Where there was a huge debate. It was that Asante himself who had launched the debate. And I was making my contribution, and one of his sub-chiefs wasn't happy with the politics and things. And I was saying, no wise chief would do that. He came out with an edict about chiefs not going in there. And I had to praise him that, yes,